Good morning. 8:18 a.m. on Saturday, July the 9th, 2016. I got up late. I got out late. It's nice and cool here in the shade, in the sun. It is grilling. It's only about 65, 66 ambient temperature. It's climbing to 70 really fast. It's going to be in the high 90s today. And I expect it'll be well into it by the time 10 o'clock rolls around. But here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. I'm talking. Had a half-decent night's sleep. Cats woke me up too many times. But I'm up, I'm moving. I made a 2K day yesterday. It wasn't 5K I was hoping for, but it was 2K. If I can get a little focus this morning, get a little focus this afternoon. My mission today is a 3K day. 1,000 this morning, 1,000 in the afternoon. 1,000 after dinner. Today is Saturday, which means it's trivia night in Second Life. So I'll be hanging out in Second Life for a while this evening. But if I can get some words down today. Bonus, it's also Farmer's Market Day. So ideally what will happen is that I'll go home and grab a little breakfast, get this posted, and then maybe go off to the farmer's market. I don't know, it's already 8 o'clock. It's not like it's that far, but by 9:30, which is pretty much the earliest I could expect to get there, it's going to be hot and probably crowded. I may do it anyway. I want some fresh tomatoes. I want some fresh peppers. Made a nice chicken curry last night for dinner. Came out pretty good, I think. Despite the fact that I was using old spices and just sort of threw it together out of mostly leftovers. Although I did have some sweet potato and some red and green peppers to throw in it. So it was colorful, it was chickeny, it was quite good. I enjoyed it. It's quite good if I do say so myself, but I did enjoy it. I was hiking right along when we started here. My legs are telling me, hey, you are moving right along. Had some good tunes to walk with. Good morning. And I'm still hiking right along. I can tell because I don't have a lot of breath. Hikety, 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 hikety. So, yeah, the story is moving along. It's taking on a little more meat. I'm trying just desperately to get to the ending point. I don't know where the ending is yet. Because once I get to the ending point, then I can go back through and say, okay, this scene needs to go. That scene needs to be beefed up. This scene is good. And go back through and rebuild, restructure, beef up, pare down, whatever needs to happen in order to make the story flow better. You just don't usually see owls sitting out in this light sun during the day. Could be a hawk, like a... Yeah, it's a hawk. It's a... almost looks like a peregrine. Big hawk with white flashes. Big hawk, I say. Not a really big hawk, it's more like crow sized. A little bit more, maybe. Might be a harrier. Harriers are known to sit on exposed branches and limbs, watching over for their hunting grounds. I noticed none of the prairie dogs that frequent that particular spot are up, so perhaps that's what it is. monk post. So Tuesday, next Tuesday is going to be a busy day. I don't know why that particular day. Everybody wants to work on that day. A year ago, I made my annual visit appointment with the rheumatologist, and it was that day. In the morning, daughter has to go to a psychiatrist for a checkup, and it's 45 minutes away, so we have to leave relatively early on Tuesday. And she can't have anything to eat after 8:30 because in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, she's having her wisdom teeth out. And of course, that was the day that the appointment for my rheumatologist happened at 8:15 a.m. So I will have to reschedule that appointment. I can't reschedule hers very well. Oh well, live and learn. Still better that I reschedule it, because I wouldn't have any idea. I would not have had any idea when I should have gone back to see him. I suppose it also means I have to go back and see my primary care, get the blood sugar and the rest of it all scoped out. Good morning. Well-heeled dog trotting along with her. He's on a leash. Every once in a while he'll look down one of the cul-de-sacs and sort of fade that way and then come back to running along with her. It's cute. Anyway, so yeah, the story's doing well. I like the story. I need to get the story finished. I need to find an end point. Morning. I need to get them back. I need to get them through their port call. I need to solve a mystery. It's funny, even as I'm going back, every once in a while I go back and look and see, what was I saying? What was I doing? And even the pieces that I write are sort of like, okay, something has to happen here. Let's make this happen. Even those are fitting in. They seem to be moving the story forward. So it sort of underscores a philosophy that I've had for a while, which is don't overthink it. Let the story happen. And it will. Trust that the story will happen. It's one of the things that I've probably had a little bit of trouble with. In a large part, I think, because I've got, you know, I've been working with, oh, yeah, you know, you need to outline, you need to know what your main characters want. Wanting to be left alone isn't necessarily. The thing. Oh, that's interesting. You don't usually see cable above ground like that. Yep. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Assuming I get up. Yikes, this is hot. I've got, my shirt is sticking to me because I'm sweating so much. This is, not comfortable. Ambient temperature still doesn't feel like it's gotten into the 70s yet, but the sun is just broiling these sidewalks. Holy crap. I'm almost back to some patches of shade. I'm walking north along the park now. The long eastern reach was a bit hot. One little patch, two little patch, three little patch. Come on, move it. I'm going to get something to eat, get some coffee, consider whether I want to go to the farmer's market. Oh, there. Much better. Some nice cool shade. And there we go. Okay. Whew. Nothing between me and the back gate now, except shade. Glorious shade. Well, this is one little patch of sun, but I'm going to scamper right through it. Here we are. The moral of the story is, don't wait till 8 o'clock to go walking. But I made good time. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.